sacrificing taste, freshness, or variety. With no contracts to sign, what could be easier? Why wait? Visit SeattleSutton.com, that's SeattleSutton.com, or call 800-442-DIET, that's 800-442-3438. It's your life, your health, take control.
Since I've been doing commercials for R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation Porta Potty, they usually send me a picture and say, hey, I've been thinking about you, which is good because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation Porta Potty and I couldn't believe how clean it was. That's right. R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Hi, I'm Jim McMillan. There's a name I want you to remember, and it's Fertilome. You've probably seen the name when you visit your favorite nursery. Just the sound of the name Fertilome makes you think of lawn and gardens, doesn't it? These folks have a whole line of very effective products like their Weed-Free Zone, a weed killer you can use in cool weather, root stimulator that will really build a strong root system on those little flowers, and one of my favorites, Fertilome Azalea Food for your evergreens. Fertilome products are only available at your local nursery or garden center, so when you visit this spring, be sure to look for the Fertilome name, and you'll discover many products that'll make your gardening efforts quick, easy, and effective. Oh, and when you have a question about how to grow something or a gardening problem, I'll just bet your dealer will give you the answer with a Fertilome product right in his hand. So get the solution to your garden problems today with a Fertilome product. Fertilome, its name says gardening success.
I bet you know the doctors, but you may not know the name, Sound Health Services. It's the largest privately owned ENT group in the St. Louis area. The doctors at Sound's 15 locations providing excellent care for ear, nose, and throat conditions, hearing and allergy care, dizziness and balance issues, as well as voice and swallowing conditions. They offer the convenience of a large group practice with multiple office sites and prompt appointment scheduling. Great service and great care at SoundHealthServices.com. SoundHealthServices.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the annual buy one, get one free sale at Ace, where you'll find amazing BOGOs throughout the entire store. Buy Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, get Scott's Lawn Food free. Buy a Roundup Pump and Go 1.33 gallon, get a Roundup Refill free. Buy Ace 20-pound sunflower seed, get 20-pound wild bird feed free. Hurry in now to save big on these and many more buy one, get one free offers throughout the store. Sale ends Sunday. Offers valid at participating stores. Scott's products cover 5,000 square feet. See store for details.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will. Answer all of your questions.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will compare our prices to the market to make sure that you get the biggest savings.
Right now at Jack Schmidt Ford in Collinsville, get $3,000 cash back on a new 2017 Ford Fusion Edge or Explorer on top of their already great savings.
Yes, we will work hard to earn your business.
The other guys bought into the deal. You didn't like the way they made you feel. Now you're headed to the home run. Yes, we will. Jack Schmidt Ford, we get out of Collinsville.
Hi, Terry Hall here. It's spring. When you're thinking of selling your home, start with figuring out what it's worth and what you can do to increase its value. My average days on the market for selling a home is less than 20 days. That's right. Your home sold in 20 days or less for the most amount of money. I've been helping people sell their home for 30 years. Let's start by meeting, going over what to do to get you the most money in the shortest time. Call me at 314-220-0524. That's 220-0524. Or email me at info@terryhall.net. That's info@terryhall.net.
Hurry into Buffalo Wild Wings for happy hour Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., and late night happy hour 9 p.m. to close. Draft beer starting at just $2. Wings, beer, sports.
Got all the commercials?
For now, yes.
How that's impossible. Is that
juggy in the window? You have a pet? Yeah, you're listening and you have a dog or cat or an iguana, boa constrictor, python, parakeet. Get the idea? Any pet. We have somebody who would love to help you and give you some veterinary advice. His name is Dr. Doug Pernikoff. And he is your pet's best friend. He loves animals as much as you do, and he's here with some free help and free advice. He's brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. If you are AM and the PM, never be seen in any other cab than a Laclede Cab. Here are the numbers. You need to jump in right now because we start. There's no monologue. We just go from most cell phones, star KTRS. From other cell phones where that doesn't work, or just regular phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. You need to call right now. Here is Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, how is everyone today?
Doctor, we couldn't be better.
Good. I am AM in the PM.
Of course you are. Now, I don't know if you were listening earlier or not, but we played an interview out of Lexington, Kentucky TV station, and a guy who lives in Kentucky who was telling his story of witnessing some people being attacked by bees. You didn't hear it, did you?
No, I didn't. That's interesting.
Have you ever spent a lot of time in the South, the Deep South, where they talk like that? You know, I mean, real hillbilly redneck talking. Have you ever done any?
I have been in that area before.
Ooh,
that's more of a Southern Belle.
It is more of a Scarlett O'Hara with a bad cold. But you've been down there. You must have.
I sure have been.
Well, I'll tell you what. Maybe we'll give people a break of a week, and then a week from now, we'll come on. We'll all talk like this. Dan Peon, you too, Doc. You talk like that too.
Mm-hmm. I do. I talk to it with my wife. She thinks I'm a stranger.
And role playing.
They
say that's good. Right? They say that's good for marriage.
That's right.
Here's what I'm going to do. We get some lines open. We shouldn't have that. One more time. This may be the last time. That was a great song.
Can I give you a bee story real quickly?
Sure, go on ahead.
Okay,
hold on. Before you do that, let me give the numbers and then you do the bee story. That'll give them time to call and put on the screen. Most cell phones, star KTRS. That's star 5877. From other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Go ahead, Doc.
I was working in a campsite in the western part of Kenya one time, and we were in these cabins, and my unit was on the second floor, and in the wall I could hear noise, and I didn't know what it was, and I walked outside and looked around the wall there, and you could see this, these were not well made, but you could see the panel of whatever it was, siding, literally bulging out. Mm. And what I was told was that was a major, significant African beehive right there on the other side of my wall.
All those killer bees?
You've heard how mean they can be and how aggressive the African bees can be.
Yeah.
So that was kind of an interesting experience I just thought I'd share. I never got hurt. I never saw any major problems, but, you know, it's kind of scary when you think about what they can do.
Well, yeah, you hear them right on the other side of the wall. You think, can they get through here? Is there even a crack where they could get through? Yeah, I can see.
That's right.
All right, we got some callers. Are you ready to go?
I am.
Let's do it. Carrie is up first. Carrie, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Carrie. How are you, honey?
I'm great. I have a couple of rescue dogs, and one of them is a small black shepherd, and she was abused.
Okay.
We got her at about 5 months old, and thunderstorms just freak her out. She shakes, she freaks out, she keeps us up all night. I put her on drugs. Do the thunder shirts and things like that work?
Yeah, those have actually been very, very successful in a lot of individuals. And the neat thing is, I think they still do this, is they will give you a warranty or a guarantee to return. You can return the device if it doesn't work for you. So I'd say that's a simple, pretty passive way to try and control it.
Mike?
And then you mentioned drugs. I don't know what drugs your vets have been using, but there's a lot of different
I know they can give your dog calming drugs for a thunderstorm, 4th of July, things like that. A friend of mine, her dog was on.
Sure.
It was so freaked out that, you know, they were afraid it was going to hurt itself.
Yeah, you can do that. You can, you know, the other things to do that are kind of common sense is put them someplace where they're not going to have direct exposure to the noise of the thunder and stuff like that, maybe downstairs, or put it in a bedroom with the music on, or TV. And then sometimes you can talk to your vet about using Benadryl as a calming agent, everybody has.
We tried the Benadryl. We tried the music and everything. It doesn't seem to work.
I don't know what dosing
he doesn't want to be separated from you.
Hey, Carrie, my girlfriend has a dog. It's a chocolate lab, and she has a thunder jacket for it because it absolutely freaks out and will go crazy. And like, they'll put it in the laundry room, go crazy in there, and then it'll end up pooping. So it literally scares the crap out of the dog. But
yeah.
Hello, everybody. Yo. But she got a thunder jacket, and it actually works really well for that dog. I know someone else where they got a thunder jacket.
What
does
that do, thunder jacket? What does it do?
You know, I think the compression kind of gives them a sense of security, like they're not exposed as much. It's the only thing I can rationalize, but there might be some other physiological method.
Because she will, if you're sitting on the floor, she'll get behind you and just shake, and she'll kind of hide behind you. It just freaks her out.
Yeah. I would give it a try. I just think, and most vets can have it, or if they don't have it, they can find access to it. But I think it's worth giving it a try.
Yeah, I'd try it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Be good.
Thank you. Elliot is up. Elliot, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Good. How are you, Elliot?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you.
Good. Good.
Hey, I have a fast question. I'll move along, get you guys the people on here. After I got home from work yesterday at about 4:30, I noticed we had a swarm of, I guess, honeybees, since you guys got me thinking about it, about the size of two footballs, landed on about 10 foot in the air on a branch on my pin oak tree.
Sure.
And this morning when I got up to go to work and stuff, they're still there. Now, I'm not home yet, so I don't know, but...
Yeah, there's a process, and I forgot the exact reason, but they actually call it swarming, and the hive does that on a regular basis, and I can get more information for you, but just leave them alone. They're doing part of what's natural for their social behavior.
Hey, are they honeybees or hornets?
They're honeybees. They're like honeybees, they're regular honeybees. A guy at work told me that they stay at couple hours or a couple days and then move on until
it's a normal, not to be afeared of kind of process.
What? Okay. Right. Major director is Gary Lee, Gary Lee Anderson, or whatever the guy's name was.
Yeah.
Elliot, I hope that helps. Thank you for listening.
Be good. All right then.
And Carol, it's your turn. Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Carol. How are you, honey?
I'm well, and I wanted to thank your team for the great work they did in cleaning my cat Garfield's teeth.
Oh, okay.
He's a happy cat. And I have a question about the application of Revolution.
Okay.
My cat has quite a bit of hair, so I'm not sure that I'm always able to get it connected to his skin.
Okay.
I try to separate the hair. Does Revolution also, is it absorbed through the hair?
Well, not through the hair, because the hair is dead material, but it's going to filter down into the skin or around the area, and they designed the product, to be able to be absorbed fairly effectively. So whatever you're getting done is probably more than adequate, but I do the same thing. I try and spread the hair, and although they tell you don't have to do that, sometimes I'll even put some towards the back of the, closer to the tail along the back, because I figure, well, if it's good in one place, it's probably better in two places. Although, again, the literature says that's not necessary. It's probably me. Okay?
Thank you, Dr. Doug.
Be good, honey.
Thank you, Carol.
Hey, Dr. Doug.
Yeah. Carol knows how to speak up, doesn't she?
Somebody called just a minute ago and said that they tried the Thunder Jacket, and that didn't work, but his wife found a calming collar. Have you ever heard of that?
I haven't, but there's so many new products out there. I'd be interested in anything you discovered and share with us.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't. He said they found it online. It's called a calming collar, and he said that they put it on their dog, and it really worked well.
Like I said, I went down to the Global Pet Expo in Orlando, and there's literally 4 acres or more underneath a roof of, these convention centers are gigantic, and it was all new pet products, and it was like amazing. It's a $70 billion industry, and stuff is coming out all the time.
That's where you could have bought gifts for us, but you didn't, because it was the pets.
I didn't even get invited to the trip.
So next year I want to go.
What trip? Our trip?
Your annual trip. You keep promising and welcome, I never get invited.
You're welcome to book just like anybody else. We can't take you for free.
No, no. You got to just give me a heads up because I don't know
if you're here. Okay. Next time if we do another one, we'll do that. Let's get Nancy.
I don't look great in the
Nancy in here. Nancy, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Good, Nancy. And how are you?
I'm okay. I'm calling. My son has a rescue golden retriever somewhere between the ages of 3 and 6.
Okay.
He's very protective of my son. He just got him about 6 months ago. He's very protective of my son, does not like children around him, does not like other dogs, and is known to snap at adults.
Okay.
Is there anything you can...
Yeah, I mean, those kind of behaviors are really difficult to, especially for an adult dog, to get changed. But I think you need to talk to, and there are a number of special trainers we can direct you to, but I think you need to go through a training process and try and see if you can kind of take that threshold up so that he's not likely to trigger so much. And because that's really a threat to not only your family, but more importantly, anyone that's involved in the around the dog. God forbid if he bites somebody, you've got a legal liability.
Yeah.
So, and that's not typical of that breed. And then there's a lot of ways to try and manage it. I like to use some pharmaceuticals in conjunction with a trainer, and your veterinarian can certainly guide you that way. And if you need help with a trainer, we can give you a couple of really good people that have a lot of experience with aggression and this kind of spontaneous stuff that happens.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, enjoy, and thanks for rescuing.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you, Nancy. Thank you for listening. We're out of time.
And, okay.
We can do this next week if you'd like.
Thank you so much.
Right.
Be
Dr.
well,
Doug
everybody.
Pernikoff, everybody. Pet's Best Friend, the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. And he's brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app is STL Taxi. It's free, easy to use. Please use it if you're AM and the PM, and let them know you are when you call for Laclede Cab. We have a little extra time here. I thought I'd tell you a story. We're talking about the people that talk, you know, like that. Down the south.
Right.
This is such a, I'll never, there are certain stories I will never forget, and I forget a lot, but there, I'll die with these stories like this one in my head. In 1982, I bought a new Mercedes-Benz. I know.
Ooh, oh, man.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you something. There's an expression, high on the hog, living in high cotton. I felt like the king of the world. I picked it up on a Friday. It was a brand new champagne-colored Mercedes, and we were leaving that Friday to go to Tennessee to see my parents. They lived down in Tennessee, and I'm driving down, you know, 270 on 55, and I'm thinking, I can't believe. I told her, I said, can you believe this? Can you believe we have a brand new Mercedes? I couldn't believe it. I looked at that hood ornament. And I just thought, this is how the other half feels when they get in the car. It was a diesel, as a lot of those cars were. And I pulled into this. You had to look for stations that had diesel fuel. Not every gas station did. So you had to make sure. If you saw it, you fill up because you don't know where you're going to see another one. And this it's like a movie set. I pulled into this little hillbilly gas station, I guess outside of Dyersburg, Tennessee or somewhere. And it was self-service, so you fill it up yourself, but you had to go in to pay. They didn't have any card swipers. You had to go in. I walk in. I'm not making this up. There were two guys playing checkers on a checkerboard that was sitting on Coca-Cola crates. It's just like a movie. And they were your typical rural, overhauled, straw hat, half the teeth missing. And then there was a third guy, and he was just strumming a guitar. I'm not kidding. It looked like Deliverance or some movie. And he was strumming, and I walk in. I said, I need to pay for some diesel fuel. The guy with the guitar puts it down. The other two guys are playing checkers. He goes over to the cash register, and I pay him. And he says this. He says, can I ask you a question? And I said, sure. He said, what kind of car is that? And I said, it's a Mercedes 300D. He looked over at one of the guys playing checkers, slapped his knee, and he said, "Ooh, you owe me $5. I told you you weren't no Jaguar." Exactly what he said. I get back in the car with my wife. I said, "Where are we?" Betting the guy that it's a Jaguar. I'd never seen that kind of car. It was, I had a Fiat one time. I took it to Humboldt, Tennessee to a Western Auto store. And it was a slick looking, a piece of crap, but it was a good looking little car. And a guy comes out of the Western Auto store. He says, is that a Porsche? That's a Porsche, ain't it? I said, it sure is. It was. It was a Fiat. It's called X19. It was a $7,000 car. I said, yep, that's a Porsche, all right. He goes and gets a buddy to come out and look at it. That numbskull also believed it was a Porsche. He goes, come on, look at his Porsche.
And there's Fiat on it, right?
It had it written on it. They didn't bother to look at that.
When we drove to Little Rock, Arkansas a couple of weeks ago, we stopped in Bald Knob, Arkansas.
Ooh, yeah.
At a gas station.
Yeah,
and went in and got some stuff, and I was going to smoke. So I'm standing outside, and there's these three guys, and they are just sitting there. And you can tell that these three guys probably meet there on a daily basis.
Oh, down south, there's a lot of meeting and sitting around.
Yeah, and they just sit there.
And I have no problem with that, by the way. I like it.
No, and they're just sitting there, and they're just talking, and the guy looks up, and he goes, "What you need to do is get yourself a pickup truck, and you can ride in the back of the truck, and you can smoke." And I said, "Yeah, I don't smoke in the car." And he goes, "No, you can do a pickup truck." He goes, "But I'll tell you what, don't sit in the cab, because I had an old friend of mine, old boy." He said, "Old boy." He goes, "I had this old boy, and we're riding three of us in the cab of the truck, and I didn't have a seatbelt back then. We didn't have a seatbelt, and the cop wrote me a ticket. He said you should roll in the back of the truck, and I'd have been fine."
Okay, your Southern voice isn't as good as I thought it was.
Really?
Lost it.
I lost it?
You kind of lost it there at some point. And it sounded like a guy doing a Southern accent, which I may sound like too. But I don't go back there now because I don't have a reason to. My dad's not there anymore, and every relative is dead from Tennessee. All my favorite uncles, my favorite aunt, they're all dead. And it's kind of weird. I may one day just drive down there, but I doubt it. Just look at where I used to live. Yeah. Do you ever do that? Look at where you lived when you were 6 or 10. Do you ever do that?
Yeah.
It's kind of fun, but it's kind of depressing because you realize how old you are and how long ago it was. And the house always looks a lot smaller than it looked to you as a kid.
It looks so much smaller. I drove by and looked at the house, and I thought, holy cow. We thought this house was huge. And the rooms were huge. And they weren't. They're tiny. And it's a small house.
I was born till I was about 15, which is when we came up here. Our biggest house we lived in was maybe 1,200 square feet. Not half what an average house is now. But you don't know that when you're a kid. If you have a fireplace, I mean, you don't realize how small the rooms are. And if for no other reason, I'd like to take my kids and go, here's where I lived as a little kid. It's the size now of some big closets,
mm-hmm.
custom closets. Just a tiny house. My dad paid $40 a month. And I remember we rented it. I remember when we moved two doors down, because that house was like 100 square feet bigger. It had one more little room. And the rent went up from $40 to $60 a month. I thought he was going to lose his mind. He was so worried. Oh, my goodness. He had taken on another $20 a month in rent, and it just drove. He always questioned, that should I have done that? That maybe that we're living beyond our means now in a $60 a month house. And all the houses were owned by one man, Mr. Gallagher. I guess he was like not a slumlord, but he knew there would always be people that needed a little house to rent. And everybody in our neighborhood had a power mower, except us, one that where you pull the rope, had gasoline. And my dad would not buy a power mower because he said they're too expensive. And he had that...
with the round one with the blades on it?
And the blades and the roller at the bottom.
Oh, I thought those were so cool.
Well, yeah, you think that until you have to mow a whole yard with them.
Yeah.
And even a small yard, it's a pain. They get jammed up. You have to reach down there and unclog the... So I don't know why I'm telling the story and taking up all this time, but I told my dad, I said, Daddy, because that's how I talked, I called him Daddy. I said, Daddy, everybody's got a power mower except us. We don't have a power mower, and we need to get a power mower. I could cut grass. And he fought it and fought it and fought it. And he said, do you know how much power mowers are? And I said, I do. I went down to Sears, and I did. And I got the one, I know one I want. It's $80. And he just looked at me and said, I make $50 a week. I can't buy an $80 lawnmower. I said, if you'll sign for it, Daddy, I know I can pay for it. I know I can cut enough grass to pay for it. So I just badgered him until he went down and he signed. And again, he couldn't even sleep. He was so worried about being on the hook for $80.
And what was do you remember what the payments were on that? Probably $5.
You know, I don't, because that summer he only made one payment. Because that summer I made $350, and I handed him the cash, and I said, Daddy, go pay that more off. It's paid for now. It's mine. And of course, I cut our grass with it, so it was ours. And I cut grass until I couldn't walk anymore. I'd get up as soon as the sun came up, still dew on the grass, too wet to cut. I started cutting, and I cut all day. You know that smell of gasoline and fresh grass? What a great smell.
I know.
And I cut till I was exhausted.
You still do that today, don't you?
No, no way. In fact, maybe that's why I don't cut the grass. I don't have any grass to cut, but I remember that smell, and I remember how much I charged. I can still see the yards. And
how much did you
all
charge?
All my yards were anywhere from $1.25. The big ones were $2.50.
Whoa.
Buck and a quarter, too. But if you cut six a day, you cut 6 yards a day, five a day, you have about $8-$9.
And I would think, I think now an average yard, like if someone's hiring someone to cut their grass just in a subdivision, just an average size front yard and backyard.
30, 40.
30, yeah, 30 to 40 bucks. Yeah. Yeah.
But if you did that 5 days a week in the summer when you're out of school, that's 40, 50 bucks a week. Oh, my mm-hmm. goodness, that's $200 a month.
Yeah.
It was like you're rich. And I actually think my dad, in a way, was kind of jealous of it, because I'm cutting grass making
more money,
more than he is,
yeah,
at a regular job, 8 hours a day. Man, I love that lawnmower. I waxed it like a car. I would wash it and wax it just like you would a car. And every day that it got dirty, I washed it, and then once a week I'd wax it. And when I went out in the morning, man, did it look good. And I had a little kid. His name was Philip. And I was big to him because I was 15. You know how when you're like 9, you know a kid in the neighborhood who's like 2, he's 14.
Oh, yeah.
So to him, I was big. And he kept saying, he said, hey, and he was a southern kid too. He said, hey, when you decide not to cut grass anymore, I'd like to take over your yards. I said, all right, Philip. So when I went on to work at a dime store, didn't cut grass anymore, I took Philip around to my yards. I said, I want you to meet Philip. He's going to cut your grass. It's like, just as good as I did. He worked one day, and he never cut the grass again. He hit a piece of wire clothes hanger and drove it into a little girl.
Oh.
And it didn't kill her. But it shot like an arrow right into her, and I don't remember where it hit her. Blood everywhere. He was devastated. He couldn't get over that, and he was scared of the lawnmower. And I can tell you something, folks. Lawnmowers back then, they weren't made exactly. They were projectile. They'd throw rocks.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
There was no cover or bag, or if you got in the line of fire, our neighbor, Mr. Geeting, G-E-E-T-I-N-G. Was barbecuing, and his son Barney was cutting the grass, and he hit a rock and shot it right into his dad's eye.
Oh!
Blinded him. And I was in the yard and heard him scream. And I heard the lawnmower, and then I hear this scream, and he holds his hand up, and blood is coming out all over his hand. They took him to the hospital, lost his eye.
Wow.
That's what those lawnmowers would do. And I haven't even begun to talk about the one thing that Dan and I had that we did something that we're really sorry for, and that's BB guns, and we killed a bird.
Oh, yeah.
And I got basically the same story you did. Man, I was so upset and so sad. I didn't mean to kill the bird.
No.
I was just showing off like the rifleman. And right in the breast on a power line, sitting there minding his own business.
Yeah.
down. And he hit the ground, fluttered a couple of times. He was dead. Oh. I dug a hole. I got a coffee can. I said prayer. I made a cross. I had a grave for that thing. Blue jay. I felt so bad.
Oh, mine was on a fence, and it, when I hit it, it kind of did that roll down the fence.
Oh.
It's like, oh. We took a stick and kind of, it was by a creek, so we kind of threw it in the creek.
And I don't know if birds think, but, you know, the bird's got to be thinking, what? Hey, I didn't do anything to you.
What a beautiful day.
I never even looked at you, and you kill me. Yeah, all right. I have the great honor of sending you to Johnny Londo Chevrolet. Now, listen, folks, hey, here's the thing. Some months are slower than others, and that's always going to be the case. You can never figure it out. I don't want any month to be slow for Johnny Londo, and I want this show to be the reason he never has a slow month. And there are enough of you listening. I don't even know how many of you there are. 100,000, 500,000, I don't know. 2,000, I don't know. But I know this. Every advertiser we have stays on board and goes the distance because it works. And the only way they know it works is if you tell them you're AM and the PM. So I'm going to ask you, if you're in the market for a car and you like this show, this is how simple this is. If you like this show, we never ask for money. This is not PBS, Channel 9, a phone bank, send us $10. It's free. It's free radio, but it's not free for the station to operate. The show costs money. Radio costs money. People have to be paid. We're kind of lucky, but we're taking a risk here. Station does not pay us. We live or die based on whether or not you tell advertisers you're AM and the PM and you listen to the show. So if you're thinking about a car, a pre-owned car, a new car, unless you absolutely will not have a Chevy, I will never buy a new Chevrolet. There are a few people like that, but not many. Unless you're one of those people and you'd give Chevy a shot, drive everything on the line. Go up there and drive an Impala and a Malibu and a Chevy Cruze and a Sonic, a Spark, whatever. Suburban, Silverado, but drive them all. Or drive the one you know would be in your budget and it is the kind of vehicle that you want. I'm going to bet that if you do that, and then I don't care if you go to other dealers first or after Londo, I'm going to bet the deal will be made at Johnny Londo. If you just give them a chance, they will bust their butts to put a deal together for you and put you in a new or pre-owned vehicle. That's it. It's a simple request. Do that for us. We'd appreciate it. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 North County, 24/7 at Londoff.com.
All right. I'm sure the rain's causing some problems traffic-wise. Here's Tim Weiland.
And you've got an accident on eastbound Highway 70 at Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Two left lanes at last check were blocked. Now we're hearing of an accident possibly at eastbound 70 at Cave Springs. You've got really slow traffic in pockets all the way from Union on westbound 70, and that goes out through Cave Springs. And southbound 270 is stop and go from Dorset down through Highway 44. Westbound 364, pretty heavy now from Highway 270 out through 94. Southbound 170, Page through Highway 40. They're working with an accident on eastbound Highway 70 at 170. Downtown eastbound 40, driver's van have entered to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. They do have low prices on everything you need to promote your business, from business cards, brochures, pens, banners, magnets, and calendars. Visit staples.com/print and marketing services for more. Staples. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank Opinion and the gang, weekdays from 3 to 6. This is Larry Connors inviting you to join me for Larry Connors USA, 9 to midnight, Monday through Friday, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
The good news, our business is growing. The bad news, we have to hire again.
The searching.
Oh, where do we look?
What if we hire the wrong person?
Actually, we could use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter?
ZipRecruiter makes hiring fast and easy. With one click, our job will be posted to 100 leading job sites.
But are the candidates any good?
You bet. As soon as we post our job, ZipRecruiter starts identifying the best matches and notifies them to apply, all within minutes. Well,
all right. Yeah.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates fast with ZipRecruiter. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by hundreds of thousands of businesses in a variety of industries nationwide. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Listen up, golfers. Riverside Golf Club offers you a great location, the best value, and wonderful course conditions. You'll find this little gem just a short pitching wedge west of 270 and 44. At Riverside, we not only have an enjoyable 18-hole golf course, we also have the best par 3 course in town. All this at a better rate than you'll find anywhere in the area, no matter when you choose to enjoy a round of golf at Riverside. Sign-ups underway for our junior camp, which begins June 7th. Want specials? Play 9 holes with cart for just $15 on weekdays, 18 holes with cart just $20 Monday through Friday, and just $25 on weekends. To book your tee times at Riverside, call 636-343-6333 or book it online at riversidegolf.net. Riverside Golf Club, where friends and families come together.
Need a new CPAP? Then we need you. We're CPAP.com, and we recently overstocked the world's best CPAP machines. Top-of-the-line devices from brands like ResMed and Philips Respironics. Call now and get one of these overstocked CPAPs for a fraction of the price. We'll even give you free next-day air shipping. Call 1-800-900-3118. The best part? No insurance needed. We're giving out these CPAPs at prices so low, they'll cost less than your copay and deductible through insurance. CPAP.com has shipped over 1 million orders and has the world's largest selection of CPAPs and accessories. With no retail overhead or costly middlemen, we're the best way to get comfortable, effective sleep apnea equipment at incredibly low prices. Again, CPAP.com has overstocked premium CPAPs. Call now to get a ResMed or Philips Respironics machine for a fraction of the price with free next-day air shipping. Call 1-800-900-3118. Hurry. When these overstocked CPAPs are gone, they're really gone. That's 1-800-900-3118.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Everybody needs a good butcher. My butcher, Menino's. But why? Well, you get great hands-on service, not to mention customized cuts of beef and great information so you'll never mess up. Menino's Market has lean baby back ribs, $4.29 a pound, as well as a huge selection of choice Angus beef. They have a large selection of potatoes, pasta salad, and don't forget about the warm homemade French bread all day long. Menino's in Cotterville, and for catering, meninosmarket.com.
Hi, David Fox here. Proud founder of two St. Louis companies I started over 23 years ago, Carpet Masters and Hardwood Rescue. If you're in the market for new flooring, you can avoid the hassle of expensive retailers. At Carpet Masters, we bring our store to you with beautiful top brand carpet, hardwood, tile, vinyl, and laminates. We're all about convenience, savings, and guaranteed installs. Visit us online at stlcarpetmasters.com and schedule your shop at home appointment today. Carpet Masters, we bring our store to you, stlcarpetmasters.com.
Carl Gentile, Robert Herman, Bobby Kehoe, Denny Long, Jack McKenzie, Pat McBride, Val Palazzaro, Steve Petcher, Pete Sorber, Al Trost, Denny Vandegur, and Lou Fuse Jr. will be honored May the 5th at the first Legends of Soccer, brought to you by KTRS, Worldwide Technology, and the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame. Tickets for the buffet and program are $75, table $750. Call 618-558-4861, online at STLSHOF.com.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's The Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
All righty, we're going to throw it to the guy who has the most accurate traffic in St. Louis. It's Tim Weiland. Tim?
All right, Dan, if you're traveling on westbound Highway 370, it looks like we have an incident near Highway 94 that has things backed all the way to Highway 270. You do have northbound 170 slowing from St. Charles Rock Road all the way up through 270. Eastbound 270, that's jammed up now from Highway 370 around the bend through New Florissant. A little bit heavy through the Halls Ferries. We also have that accident they're working on eastbound 70 at 170, and still working the accident eastbound 70 at Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Looks like possibly only one lane is blocked now. And then look for westbound 44 drivers slowing now from Hampton through Shrewsbury. This report is brought to you by Staples. HP Savings Month at Staples means big savings on great HP products all month long. Experience the outstanding print quality of HP Ink at stores or staples.com/HP Month. Staples. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Road from the vacation movie or movies with Chevy. Was this in one movie or more than one?
Anybody know? It was in the first one for sure. I think
I'm sure they probably played it on some.
They played it in all of them.
It's
some
a new
point.
Theme for Bill on the Road. No more jokes. He can't hear me, can he?
No.
Okay, no more bad
nope,
jokes.
Can't
no
hear
more
you.
Bad jokes. A little travel information, travel tips brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi, that's the app. It's free. It's easy to use. And you don't ever want to be in any cab but a Laclede Cab if you listen to this show. That's called hypocrite. Being a hypocrite, if you take another cab, you won't do that, though. And now, Bill on the Road, the host of Bill on the Road, here is Bill Cleveland.
Well, hey, guys. Good afternoon. How's it going?
Oh, it's going great, Bill. How about you?
I'm doing well. Actually, on the road today in a little town called St. Joseph, Missouri. Anybody been to St. Joseph?
I haven't, no. But up until a few years ago, that was where all the Stetson hats were made.
That is absolutely correct. Yeah, it's one of the things on my list here. It's people forget about St. Joe. It's a small town, but back in the late 1800s, it actually had the highest per capita income in the United States.
Ooh.
Right here in St. Joseph, Missouri. A lot of millionaires came here because the Pony Express actually started here in St. Joe. So you'd start here, and then they would head out west going to, you know, look for gold or whatever the heck
they
wanted to
do. Did they get rich in St. Joe or go to St. Joe after they were rich?
Well, they brought their money here, and then they obviously needed places to stay and things or whatever, so they built some of these homes. I'm actually calling right now from a mansion that was built in 1885 called the Shakespeare Chateau. Now it's the Shakespeare
Ooh.
Chateau. It's a bed and breakfast. Oh my gosh, this place is unbelievable. But yeah, it's a really neat little town. I mentioned the Pony Express. You can go and you can actually go right to the place where the horses would kind of trot on in and pick up the mail, and you kind of learn a little bit about that. One of the cool things now, we may have, I don't know if you have an interview ready to go here, but Walter Cronkite is actually from St. Joseph, Missouri. Did you know that?
You know, I did know it because he told me that. I'll play you just a portion of the interview I did with him before he passed away. I said, Walter, I hear you're from St. Joseph, Missouri. Is that true? Here's what he said.
This is Walter Cronkite reporting live from the Kennedy Space Center. Yes, it's true. I'm from St. Joseph, Missouri. It's
there it is, right there.
Wow.
Far from Kansas City.
Thank you, Walter.
That was unbelievable.
And that's the way
you.
It is.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Walter.
Yeah.
So they have the Walter Cronkite Memorial here in St. Joseph. It's on one of the college campuses. So you go in. This is a free deal. So anytime you come into town, it's for free. You walk right in. And they have, it's a really neat deal. A lot of interactive things. They have all of his Emmys. They have the desk that he had at CBS for all of the years that he worked there up until the time that he passed away. Actually, he had an office at CBS. And then they have a deal where you actually sit in his chair. And I just posted a picture at facebook.com/BillOnTheRoad. And you actually sit behind the anchor desk and you got the glasses you put on. So you look like Walter Cronkite. So it's a really fun kind of interactive thing that you can do for families if you're coming to town. Now, for me, the most interesting thing, and maybe you've heard about this place, it's called the Glore Psychiatric Museum. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
No.
Okay, so this was a mental hospital in St. Joseph, and it's not still a mental hospital, but now you can actually tour, and you walk through the halls, and they have all of these devices and things that they would have used on people who had mental illness. It is creepy. They say it's haunting.
Like shock
everything.
Treatment?
I took some pictures. I'll post them up later. But things like, you know, they would put them in like these dungeons. They had, all of these just crazy things because back in the day, I mean, they didn't know what to do with a lot of these folks. And so it's very disturbing, very, very weird. But it was interesting at the same time. And it's really cool that it's still, you know, you're walking through the halls where these people once were. Like 3,000 people at one time were patients at this hospital. And so you go through and you see it.
All right, we're out of time. We can find out more about St. Joe where on the BillOnTheRoad.com?
BillOnTheRoad.com, and if you want to follow me all the time, I'm always posting stuff on my Bill on the Road Facebook page, keeping it up to date there if you want to check it out.
All right, On the Road, Bill Clubman. Thank you, Bill.
All right, see you, bye.
There you go, courtesy of Laclede Cab, your AM cab company. In Chesterfield Valley, I've talked about Amini's for, I don't know, a couple of years, I guess, now. So apparently somebody's going in saying they're AM and the PM. Let's keep that up. Even if you go in there to look around, there's a lot to look at and a lot to see. And there are a lot of reasons to go to Chesterfield Valley, even if there's not another destination. If that's the only reason you're going, it will not be a wasted trip. Because there's a lot of stuff in Chesterfield Valley that's just like a lot of other stuff. It's a restaurant like another restaurant like another restaurant, or a shopping place like another shopping. Not this place. Amini's. You can buy the best patio furniture made in the world, the best other furniture for inside the house made in the world, and a lot of great fun stuff that I consider to be like a toys for the whole family, arcade, pinball, that kind of thing. Do us a favor. Go in there, tell them who you are, tell them why you're there. Take your time, look around. Amini's, there's nothing else. Like, get yourself some Amini money. When you buy something, you get Amini money. And you accumulate enough Amini money, you don't need any other money. You can buy some other stuff. You'll see how it works when you get there. Go to their website if you like, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com.
Medical alert. Recent studies have linked the commercial herbicide Roundup with a significant increase in non-Hodgkin lymphoma. If you or a loved one were exposed to Roundup at work and then developed non-Hodgkin lymphoma, you may be entitled to financial compensation and you have the right to take action. Call the Levin Papantonio Law Firm, Pensacola, Florida, toll-free for a free consultation at 800-340-6621. Don't delay. Call today. That's 800-340-6621. Non-attorney spokesperson.
And every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ARCAMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem. ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ARCAMidwest.com.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, Collinsville, Pacific, and the world.